welcome to our Practical Enlightenment Meditation, where our theme today is winter energy, embracing the dark. So sometimes there's this idea that winter is darker and colder and not as good as summer or spring or the times where there's more light externally and it's warmer. But this is a misconception because there is great power to be found in the winter and in this period where we have the opportunity to go into ourselves in a very powerful way and to have more time, hopefully, if we honor it and we prioritize it because there's less outward activity. Usually, we have more time and more energy to introspect and to really create with intention and to plant seeds that start to germinate during these dark winter months to come out and to flourish as we go into the spring and into the rest of the year. So the concept of embracing the dark means that we don't put it into this category of, you know, dark bad, light good, but instead we see the power of the darkness. And the power allows us to go in and to connect more with the light inside of us. It is the contrast of the dark, which is the absence of light, for us to really find the light and to clarify it and to more thoroughly feel it inside of us. So this is a great meditation, of course, to do as you find this meditation as we're going into December and January and February and into March. And you're starting to feel at first, you know, moments of maybe complaining about the weather or the darkness. But then as we start to settle in and ground into this great power of the contrast of the seasons, we start to find the real beauty in the winter and how this can really help to expand our inner connection to the light inside of us, which then of course allows us to expand that light and to find the light more and more in others. So let's get into our meditation now. Please go ahead and take a comfortable seat, either in your meditation chair with your feet flat on the ground or sitting cross-legged on the floor with your hips elevated on a cushion, as I am doing now. So just go ahead and settle into your seat, your chosen meditation seat. Take a few deep breaths in and out of your nose. And then just let yourself really arrive here right now. Use your breath to anchor yourself into this moment. Hear my voice, hear your breath, but start to let go of any sort of long trains of thought, your to-do list, any irritations that happened today. Just keep pulling your energy back to center. And the more we train ourselves to do this, the easier and easier it does become. No matter what's going on, our power is right here in the present moment. So now start to bring your hands together, please, into Anjali Mudra or into prayer pose in front of your heart with your palms pressing. And feel the potency of this movement, this simple mudra of bringing our hands together energetically, how that feels. It brings this sense of alignment as we connect to that centeredness of the palms pressed together right near the spine, our danda, our central energy channel. And so our movement today is, as your prayer is there, keep the heels of your hands, so where they meet your wrists, keep them at your heart center, and then point the front of your prayer down. So it's like a downward arrow. It's like we're going to take this dip. So you're going to, heels of your hands again are pressed into your heart, fingers pointed down, and then you're just going to bend your head down like we're dipping into the unknown, into the darkness. And then you're just going to come back up. So it's like you're making a little circle. So your hands start, your fingers press down. And then as we dip down, they start to come up, and then your fingers will end up facing up towards the ceiling. So a circle like that. Let's try it now with the breath. So inhale, Your prayer starts to point down to the ground. Your head starts to dip down. And then as you exhale, you're coming up, coming back into full posture, and your palm, your fingertips pointed up. So let's try that again. Inhaling, fingertips point down towards the ground, taking a dip down with your head. And then exhaling, coming back up into full upright posture and your fingertips pointing up to the ceiling, into the sky. And again, inhaling, fingertips dip down, dip your head down, your neck, like you're dipping into some unknown territory. And then as you exhale, rising back up, palms, fingertips lift up, posture lifts up. Two more times like that. So inhaling, fingertips point down, bending down. And then exhaling and rising up. And last time, inhaling and dipping down. And then exhaling and rising up. Now letting your hands rest on your lap. See what feels good to you today. I naturally went to my palms facing down just to feel the groundedness of this moment. Sometimes I like to be palms up for more receptivity. So just feel what feels natural to you today. So that energy of dipping down, we're going down into ourselves more and more in this dark period, in winter, in this grounding time. So feel that start to resonate throughout your body. And start to feel that now as we start to take really deep, deep breaths for a count of six all the way down into your belly. Feel the depth as you go down for a count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, even more slowly, inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now I'd like you to bring all your awareness to your third eye. So the place in between your eyebrows and about an inch higher. Imagine there's a warm white light piercing the darkness. This light of the third eye is where we connect into the inner vision of the true self, which can see beyond what the physical eyes can see, which is connected to source, to our intuition. So much more, again, beyond what we perceive with the physical eye. So just keep your attention there. Again, imagine a warm white light piercing the darkness. I'm going to introduce our seed intention. I am the light. I embrace the darkness of winter as it allows me to powerfully feel the light inside of me. I am the light. I am the light. I embrace the darkness of winter as it allows me to powerfully feel the light inside of me. I am the light. I the light. I embrace the darkness of winter as it allows me to powerfully feel the light inside of me. I am the light. I am the light. So for the next few moments, keep focusing on that light, the third eye. Light, this eternal light that we can always tune into, this eternal resource of calmness, steadiness, power and strength, lighting the way through the confusion, through the decisions, through the self-doubt. This beautiful period of winter allows us to tune more into the inner light. Just keep breathing here and focusing here for the next few moments. To sit longer, please do, for as long as you have time and it resonates with you. Otherwise, let's please bring our hands together back into prayer in front of our heart and take a moment for gratitude, feeling this expansive energy of love and gratitude arising in the heart for anything and everything that spontaneously arises. I'm so grateful for you and our connection. Thank you for being on the journey with me. Sending you so much light and so much love. Om Shanti, Namaste, peace and love.